All right. Thank you, Ron. Here's our first polling question. Number one, I believe I can make a difference to help my community conserve water. Do you strongly agree? Do you agree just a little? Do you disagree a little? Do you strongly disagree? Or do you just not even know? Which would be okay too. All right, here we go. Our first round of trivia. Da-da-da-da-da. We'll start with we have two teams here today, the Rechargers and the Percolators. And so to Team Recharger goes the first question. Are you ready, Thomas? According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the average household in the U.S. uses the majority of water for its blank. Is it A, flushing toilets, B, filling water pistols and water balloons, C, filling goldfish bowls, or D, washing cats and dogs and guinea pigs?
A, flushing toilets.
Hey, all right, correct answer. And his supporting team says? Yay, okay. Okay, to the percolators. Kyle, ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Water found on the surface of the earth, such as lakes, rivers, streams, is known as blank. A, dirty water, B, swamp water, C, surface water, or D, top water?
C, surface water.
Very good. All right. Tied up. One each. All right. Back to the Rechargers we go. Thomas, where can you find an aquifer? A, on the Aquaforum, B, underground below the water table, C, the Discovery Channel, or D, with an amplifier?
Probably B.
Probably B?
B.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
I've been waiting all my life to use that line. Yes, correct. B is the answer. Like pulling teeth here. All right. To the percolators, Kyle. How much water does the average person use each day? Is it A, 10 gallons per day? Is it B, 2 quarts per day? Is it C, 3 pounds per day? Or is it D, up to 100 gallons a day?
D.
D what?
Up to 100.
Very good, Kyle. Now they're catching on. Now they know how we're cooking. All right, Thomas. True, false. Of all the water on the earth, only 2% is available for human use.
True.
Very good. Very good. You were listening. Neck and neck it is. All right. Number six goes to Kyle with the percolators. Probably ought to explain those teams at some point. We are expecting the demand for clean water in Texas to increase greatly by the year 2050. Why? Is it A, increased cost in manufacturing? Is it B, fewer water treatment plants will be available then? C, our population will have doubled by then? Or D, possession of water will have become illegal?
C?
That it would be...
The population.
Very good, Kyle. All right. All right, now we have a challenge for you guys. It's not over with yet. And I turn over to my esteemed colleague, Cappy Manley.
Okay, we have got some great challenges today, and we've got kids that are up for the challenge. Okay, one of the issues that we've talked about with water is so many people want to use it, they want to transport it, and sometimes the name of the game is who can fill up their reservoir the first. So today, what we've asked Thomas and Kyle to do is to try their hand at getting water from here into water here, and who can fill it up to a green line that you can't see, but I can see. And then whoever can fill it fastest gets the bonus points. What we will do is we will keep track of all these points, and at the end of the show, we'll tell you who the winner is, either the Rechargers or the Percolators. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stand out of the way, and you tell me when you're ready to go, and I'll push the button. Okay, you ready, Thomas?
I'm ready.
All right, go. Good start.
There she blows. Look at that water go. Go, Thomas. Go, Thomas. Yeah. That's it.
Cheer them on, guys.
Keep on going, yeah!
It's not as easy as it looks.
Fix that water maker!
Oh. There you go, Thomas. It's all in the gravity feed.
Whoa! All in water, Thomas. Cheating is not tolerated, Thomas. Well, motivation music there. Got you going.
He's doing well. He's doing very well. But I think if Thomas is going to be our guy to steal water, I think we're all safe. And he's at the place. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody give Thomas a big round of it. Okay, so now.
I think there's a career in it for you,
not
Thomas.
To cheat. We're starting all over for Kyle. Kyle? All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. We're ready.
Pressure
set.
On.
Go.
Oh, Kyle. Go, Kyle. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my. Oh, that's horrible tasting water. Now you know what a fish does every day. Go, Kyle. Look at this.
We're in trouble with Kyle. All right, he's there. You're there. Oh, wow. So it looks like this bonus goes to the percolator. But good job to both teams. This is not easy, folks. You can try this at home. Okay, and now we're done with this segment, and we're on to Steve Hall. Steve?